Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, check out the triple mic tattoo. Jordan, Jackson, and Tyson. It was a great time to be a famous black man in the 80s and 90s. Most of us had a Michael Jackson album, Jordan jersey, and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out for NES. And what's really wild is that the biggest fans for these three men were white, judging by the skin color under that tattoo. I still can't get over the fact that Jackson probably diddled those kids, but no one seems to care, and his YouTube videos still get billions of views. Up next, here's a bit of revisionist right-wing propaganda. The children are a blessing and not an expense. That is true in an agrarian society where children amounted to free labor in a retirement plan. Today, with nursing homes and women having careers, there's no need to have kids because they're more of a liability than an asset. Children, if raised right, are a blessing and not a curse. But most people don't have the time and energy to raise them anymore. Number three, is it true that men still want to live like their fathers while women are done suffering like their mothers? Nope. More men than ever are walking away from dating and relationships entirely. As for women, yes, they don't want to suffer the way their mothers did. But they chose a whole new form of suffering in the form of going to college and then getting a career. Also, only men can actually know true peace. Women are in perpetual states of suffering. The best they can do is choose how to suffer. Moving on, Naveed Baines has entered the race to become the next leader of the Ontario Liberal Party. I'm just so tired of this. Slowly but surely, Canada's turning into India. If Americans think this isn't their problem, then they're wrong. Once Canada runs out of money, the Jeets will most likely start heading south to take your wealth. Canada's cooked. Everywhere I go, it's Indians doing the jobs the Canadians seem to have checked out of. Number 5, here's a picture of women in Saudi Arabia in 1980, with people saying that this is proof that the kingdom was progressive before a more radical form of Islam took over. Meanwhile, this National Geographic photo shows women in an all-girls school, so there was really no need to cover up. If you really want to see modern women before Islam, then look at pictures of women in the 60s and 70s in Iran, Egypt, and Afghanistan. Islam took women's rights away. Up next, Canada has become a cartoon of a country with a man in Ontario dying after using maid after being assessed outside of a Tim Hortons. And the procedure was botched and they forgot to give him one of the three drugs to end him. So he started spontaneously breathing after he was pronounced dead. He had inflammatory bowel disease and was driven to the maid facility from a Tim Hortons where his organs were harvested and the government could profit off of his death. Number 7, this curmudgeon wonders why there's no maximum wage. Earning a wage is the basis of capitalism. You win once you become wealthy enough to escape wage slavery and live off your investment income instead. Investing $1 million in the market index fund gets you $100,000 to $120,000 a year, and you only pay $5,000 to $10,000 in tax on that profit. But you'd have to make around $150,000 to $170,000 as a wagee to net that same amount. Clearly, wage inequality isn't the issue, but it's actually asset inequality. Moving on, Farah Abraham can't open her mouth after a $1 million plastic surgery spree. If she's married or has a boyfriend, then no more hummers for him. But at least he's going to have the peace and quiet that he's always wanted, as she's now unable to speak. So I'd love to see a happy ending like this one. Women need to stop with the plastic surgery because it's making them look like clowns. But they can't seem to because the studies show that chads like it more than the average guys. And they all want the chads. Number 9, this Indian couple is suing their own son after he refused to give them grandchildren. I wouldn't be surprised if boomers in America tried doing this next. Choosing to have or not have children is one of the true powers and choices we still have in this day and age. And it's pissing off the boomers and governments who want replacement wage slaves. This story is more complicated because his parents spent that money on a lavish wedding, luxury car, and honeymoon for him. They now demand a return on investment because they spent their life savings bettering his life. So maybe they do have a point. Up next, this transformer is wondering why men are so quick to reject trans women. Well, because they're biologically male and most don't look nearly as good as this. Much like how a $5,000 body kit doesn't change a Pontiac Fiero into an actual Ferrari. No aftermarket parts will turn a man into a woman. Most men also don't want a schwing-schwang and testicles in their face either. Many trans women are just men in drag and don't even take hormones. Number 11, why is it so much about sex when it comes to Islam, with an Islamic preacher saying that a man without a beard looks like a woman, which arouses sexual thoughts in other men? therefore men should actually grow beards. You'd think that they would stop being obsessed with sex by now, as most of them have gotten smartphones with an unlimited supply of corn. And yet they still fantasize about all the virgins they're gonna get when they die one day. How does one become this horny? Moving on, what would you do if you opened up the pantry at midnight and saw this? I don't know, but it looks like he's sowing his wild Quaker oats and dipping it in chocolate. And it looks like she's gonna get some of that cream of wheat. But you just know that the land of Lake Indian girl feels left out, and isn't this so much better? But both women are gone now, so the Quaker Oats man is an incel without anyone left to bang anymore. Number 13, remember it's patio season and to take precautions this summer, guys, because you don't want an $8 Temu dress to cost you 100 grand in child support along with your boat. She's probably gonna take your Harley and dog too. Also, 100 grand is way too low. It's more like 300 or 400 grand to raise a kid these days, and that's probably gonna be over $500,000 by the time you get great by inflation. Up next, am I the only one who thinks that Jet Li looks like a simp and comes across as one? He gave his wife Nina Lee full control of his $280 million fortune. People say that she avoids luxuries and focuses on their family. Who really believes that? Do you really think that she's not going to spend money to make her life easier? People make her out to be a saint, but she's just a woman who married a man with wealth and status. The rest is virtue signaling. Number 15, meet the robot that can do your dishes and laundry, and it's just 20 grand. But seriously, what's that standing next to her on the right? We also have robots to do all of these things. The dishwasher and the washing machine. Men solved the problem of women having to wash clothes in a river years ago, and I'm tired of pretending like we didn't. Humanity has gotten so lazy that we can't even load and unload washing machines anymore. Moving on again, why is it all about sex with them? This cleric says that female prisoners who are virgins must be great before they're executed to prevent them from entering heaven. It's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it. Literally. I bet it's probably him volunteering for the assignment too. The less intelligent you are, the more it seems like your life revolves around the most basic of things. Food, shelter, and sex. Plus, it's a sexually repressed culture. It's nothing more complicated than that. Number 17, and speaking of sexual repression, by the time this guy realized that that was a shopping bag, he'd already missed his bus. I love optical illusions like this one, and in some countries, you might get a ticket for carrying that bag. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been a guy carrying that bag and turning on the Muslims in his local area because in addition to this, he could also have a cleanly shaven face. But seriously, if you're a Muslim and you want to stop being thirsty for sex, then just rub enough of them out and you'll be a far more mellow fellow. Up next, why is it in the 90s ninjas were everywhere and then went away? I thought they forgot the Power Rangers and someone pointed out that was Tommy up there in the middle. It was a wild time and my favorite is still Mortal Kombat. The gratuitous violence, the characters, and the backstory make it awesome. Out of this time period, my two favorite films are the original Mortal Kombat and the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. TMNT is the first film I actually saw in the theaters. Number 19, looks like we're finally making some progress with the law, as this woman was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for falsely accusing many men of rape. I bet the judge or jury took one look at that guy's face tattoos and believed her without questioning it. Men read stories like this, and they just check out of dating entirely. I bet that if she had accused a few less guys there probably wouldn't have been any consequences at all. Moving on, hash browns have gone up to $4, and they used to be 2 for $1. Wow, but I've been told that inflation is only 2%. It could have something to do with the massive spike in potato prices this year. Back in the day, for $4, you can get an Egg McMuffin, soft drink, apple pies, and still have change left over for a pack of chewing gum. But it looks like this is fake news because hash browns are still only $1.60. Number 21, no surprise, the new Supergirl flopped when she looks this bad. How does it cost $175 million to make this piece of poop? And another $75 million to promote it? The superhero tentpole film model of filmmaking is now broken. The top two films at the box office are from YouTubers right now and in the future that will be made by AI filmmakers, and I can't wait. It's going to be fun watching woke Hollyweird go bankrupt. Up next, what's with women's out-of-control standards these days with fours and fives like this, passing on a man when he's 6'1" while waiting for a man who's 6'6"? It all comes down to one word. Optionality. Women see hundreds or thousands of profiles with guys who are 6'6" and believe that there's so many of them and eventually one of them will pick them to settle down with. I think bridge trolls like this, who are this entitled, deserve to die alone. Number 13, I found the solution to the invasion of illegal migrants. Just cut off welfare spending and they'll stop coming. It's like that sign that says, don't feed the birds because they'll make a mess. Hungary did just that in 2016, and the asylum applications dropped 98%. Of course, most of those migrants weren't fleeing war or persecution. They were just coming for a free lunch. Eventually, Western welfare states will end up going broke and stop paying, and enrichment will stop. Moving on to methane, methane in Canada, where some people are now spending 120% of their income on food and rent. Sure, many of them are using credit, but many more are probably relying on their parents to pay their rent, give them down payments for mortgages, and help them out with food. Yet refugees get $83,000 a year. Help me make it make sense. That working Canadians get less money from working than illegal immigrants get by sneaking their way into the country. Also, wouldn't be surprised if many Canadians have cash jobs and don't declare their side hustle income either. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to Ariana Grande? It's obvious that she's had a nose job done before. She looks like she's also had her chin done too. Probably an eyebrow lift and lip fillers. She was a 4 before and became an 8, and after losing all that weight recently, she went down back to being a 5. Remember, ladies, you're not famous because you didn't spend enough money on plastic surgery. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.